This is a week 12 podcast for administrative law. I ask you to save and read the duties of a work comp paralegal, snapshot of a work comp claim, and a work comp interview sheet that I provided on Blackboard, and review those things. And I was pleased when one of our grads was willing to put a description or checklist of what she does together for your use and viewing. Her description and involvement in a work comp case is typical for work comp paralegals locally. And then your reading and research and this other information will be helpful in assisting you to recognize the types of things you can expect to do in this practice area of the law. Now keep in mind, one major point that's not really discussed in those documents, and something that I've talked about before, in work comp, you may be juggling these various tasks times 400 or so files. This is not as involved as a civil litigation case of the same probably dollar amount or value. The hearing is a little bit less formal than a traditional trial. The setting is more like an office or conference room when we were able to do that in a physical place. The arbitrators and where they hear the cases is found on the Work Comp Commission website that you probably saw. And you should always check for who and where your case will appear, as those jurisdictional issues are no less important than with a civil case at a courthouse. So be sure to check that out. And remember, just as a court has a docket, the arbitrators have a calendar, typically, you know, one per week in different locations. So you have to know where your case is venued, where your arbitrator will hear that case, and sometimes you end up tracking the arbitrator down and scheduling your case at one of the other sites where they hear the case. But the thing to keep in mind is that your case is assigned to one of these arbitrators, so you will find their calendar and their location, and it's not exactly an intuitive search from the website, but it's something you have to do. In a work comp trial, the petitioner or injured party, injured worker, presents his or her case. The employer then presents their case. And then after all the evidence and testimony has been presented, both sides prepare proposed decisions. The arbitrator can choose one or other of the two drafts or come to his or her own decision. During the trial, you'll likely be preparing and rounding up witnesses. That's what you'll be doing. My partners who did work comp would take their paralegals, and that's what they would do. They would be corralling or keeping the witnesses or getting the witnesses there and preparing those witnesses. And then afterwards, you're probably going to be involved in getting the proposed decision together. If the client doesn't agree with the decision of the arbitrator, then the client can appeal to the commission. A three-member panel of the commission will hear appeals, Chicago or Springfield. You prepare the file briefs, and then you get a short, and it really flies, bit of time to argue your position to this panel. Sometimes they ask questions throughout your attempt to make your argument, and sometimes they don't. And often, they don't even acknowledge you, so you don't know whether they're listening or not. My experience was pretty surreal. You know, you didn't know what you're going to get. And I didn't really get involved too much in work comp at the arbitrator level, but I did do the reviews and the appeals. You got a much different response when you went to the appellate court. If you don't like what the commission says, then you can appeal to the next level. Now you're going into the court system, and you go to the circuit court. and you make sure you file with the correct court. And again, you file a brief and you make an argument, this time to a circuit judge who acts as an appellate judge. And they issue a decision. If you don't like that decision, your next appeal is to the Illinois Appellate Court Workers' Compensation Division. And they commence as with any other appeal. In any of those settings, your role as the paralegal is the same. You assist with legal research, document preparation, and making sure things are filled out in the proper place, filed at the proper place, in the proper format, and on time. That's our focus this week. You'll see the assignment on Blackboard. Next week, we move on to application for adjustment and 19B documents, and you'll be preparing some documents. And next week would be our last week talking about workers' compensation. I appreciate your efforts through the first 12 weeks of this semester. Please stay healthy. Please stay strong. Finish out this semester to the best of your ability. If you need me, have any questions, this week's topics, or anything else, you know where to find me.